Well, so combination of today's scripture readings may deeply confuse you about what I'm intending to talk about, especially on a Mother's Day. Mother is a very special being, and as a father, so is father. Being parent, I believe, is such a privilege, blessing, and at the same time a challenge and a burden that never goes away. This is probably the most difficult part of it, is that you don't choose to what kind of children you can have. But from the children's side, it's the same. You don't get to choose your parents either. So in ancient days, the Asians said that that is somehow heaven's mandate. Heaven gives you this relationship. So heaven binds you somehow for a certain reason. We may not know. But it is heaven-given relationship. That's parent and children. Well, living in 21st century, is it easier to be parent or harder to be parent? We all know the answer. These days, you have to invest much more for their education, which starts when they were 2. If you go to Korea, you'll see elementary students studying until 10 p.m. and parents spending up to $1,000 to $3,000 each month for their private educations. When does it end? Wouldn't we know? You know, they graduate high school. Some people think that's the end. Well, not really. So they go to college and they graduate college. Is it the end? Not really, right? They go, they get a job, they get married. Wow, finally it's the end. Well, then you have this beautiful grandchildren coming to you. Well, some of you may say, you know what, that's your problem, I'm going to have fun. Or you may, out of your love for them, volunteer yourself. Then you have all grandchildren on your lap. So when does it end? I don't know. And Bible somehow begins this relationship in a very interesting way. Actually, what caught my attention is this one. Chapter 1, 24, after the creation of woman for the man, supposedly, a man leaves his father and his mother. This is first time the word father and mother are mentioned in the whole Bible. And the first thing the Bible has to say is that your son will leave you for another woman. Somehow, indication is not about bond, but about separation. And I think it has a real deep truth in it. Because among all relationships, the bond and separation between parents and children are one of the most deeply rooted conflict in human relationship. You need that, but at the same time, you have to let go of it. How would you know when to do the bond and when to let go of it? That's a very tricky thing, isn't it? Somehow, this is first time that appears the word mother and father appears in the Bible. It begins with saying, your child will leave you for another person. So, just have a moment of thinking about this relationship. You and your mother, or if you're a mother, you and your children, or your father, probably the same way. Where is this balance, bond and separation? That will be my first talk. So, the best story is probably a personal story. So, let me share with you mine. in this context. To me, the word mother comes with very interesting mixture of feelings. Because this is my story, then I'll tell you my mother's story. My story is that I remember when I was 2.5 and 3, my mom and dad are still together, and I used to, I guess, steal the candies and eat them against my mother's command, and the punishment was she would lock me in the closet, which is on the wall. So for that, I developed claustrophobia. I didn't know I had it until I was 9, when we're playing baseball and the ball dropped into those throw line that goes like not that deep, about 1 meter deep, and it's kind of small space underneath the ground. I was running after the ball when it fell into it. I could simply jump in and get it out. I couldn't do it. I didn't know why. Later, I discovered that. Well, when they were divorced, my mother, against the father's will and my grandparents' will, took me with her, insisting that I belong to her, and then had all kind of problem in my mother's side of family, because for them, my dad was quite demonized. And then when I was 6, she could not handle me anymore, because I guess I was really troublesome. So she dumped me at my grandparents' house. Dumped me is probably quite accurate in a way. One day she let her grand aunt, her aunt took me to my grandparents and left me there. And then she got married, and 5 years later she suddenly came to me and asking that, would you like to live with me? So I said, sure. She took me back into the city, and I discovered that she was married, and she didn't tell. She told her husband that I don't exist. So, you know, it goes all 9 yards until I was 19. And really, it doesn't get better. So, that's my side of the story. And that was my struggle until I was 19. And when I was 19, I probably got into Taoism at the time after studying Confucianism, Buddhism, and with Taoism. And I was meditating a lot at the time, trying to sort things out in my mind. Especially, I had a big anger against adults. So I didn't want to have that. So I was meditating a lot. And one of those days, I had this question. Actually, in this Matthew, Jesus' question is not really same as what I was asking, but it was same question. Who is my mother? First time in my life, I wanted to know. Not just as my mother, but I wanted to know who she really is. So my journey begins with simple definition. Well, she's another human being. What's a human? So I did a lot of research and study about human. Two things about human is that human beings are afraid. We can say all things, but one of the most basic nature that we share is that we have fear. And we are very emotional. So if you put them together, we could do things that we may regret. And all of us are not really free from it. And she was a woman, and she gave birth to 2 children when she was 27. But the marriage was damned by her father, who was a Confucian scholar, who could not accept son-in-law who was already divorced. So my father was never welcome to my mother's parents' house. So story saying that my father was even never allowed to come into that house. So what kind of marriage life can you expect if 2 families are not really, especially the father of. So that was her struggle. And she was a very emotional person. And she is kind of artist. She likes to write poems, and she was studied as actually the clothes design. So she's an artist. She has ultra sensitivity, emotional fragility, and she was burdened with two children and got married, and marriage was not going well. And also, I believe after I was born, she had health problem too, because giving birth to me caused some very big injury to her uterus. So she had to have the surgery of taking them all out when I was about 3. So meaning that when she was locking me in the closet, she was also very ill, physically and mentally challenged. And my father was not a gentleman either. When divorce happens, you know, it's always 50-50 somehow. There's problem one side, the other, but if you really listen to the whole story, it's kind of like 50-50-ish. So I discovered that my mother was a woman, young woman, in a deep struggle, mentally, physically, psychologically, and even spiritually. And when I fully acknowledged that, all my anger against her was gone. And I was able to see her just another human being. And at the time, even weaker than I am. I don't know how I felt that way. And we had a good, long conversation, which was getting to the bottom of our issues. And it took all night, because she was in denial of a couple of things. We spent whole night talking about the issue. And in the morning, we got into the conclusion. And ever since, our relationship is better. And now we have, you could say, very normal relationship as mother and son goes. So, why am I saying this? I believe we're living in an age when and where this perfect image of mother is not anymore applicable. We can't expect mothers to stay home and raise their children. We can't expect that mothers will do all these things for their children. For how long? At the same time, that image itself was never really practical, even in ancient days either. Our mothers, to me, my mother was just another human being. And she had her struggles, her challenges, her difficulties. And when you are going through all this hardship, how can you be so clear in my mind and be loving? It is very hard. But at the same time, as children, if she were to communicate to me earlier, could have been better. That was only wish that I had. So, somehow, between parents and children, mother and children, the closest relationship you can have on earth. And it is true that love of mother for her children is the closest thing that we have as to love of God. I don't deny that. That's why we have so many amazing, great mothers who overcome their human weakness, their human fragility, their human emotions, their turmoils, and show compassion, love, and support for their children. Persistently, consistently. For how long? As long as it takes. But at the same time, Not all mothers can do that. And we shouldn't probably expect it to all mothers to be saints. My advice for this Mother's Day, if you haven't done a good conversation with your mother, if she's still alive, I have to say that, right? Have a good conversation with her. If your mother's not alive, do you have a daughter, your mother? Talk to her. None of that's possible? Well, think about your mother in a way that you never have done before. Think her as just another human being. And try to reconstruct her life as much as you know. And try to understand. I'm sure that will bring a different aspect of your mother to you. Mothers are amazing beings. I can see that in my wife. So may God bless all the mothers with all that they need, all the wisdom and strength and love. And let all the people around them acknowledge that and support them with all that we can do. Amen.